You turn on the tap, right, and well, nothing happens.
Yeah, which is a terrifying thought.
It really is. But for 3.4 million residents of Cape Town during that day zero drought, you know, from 2015 to 2017, that wasn't just a hypothetical. It was an imminent reality.
Very real.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are we're cutting through the dense data of the Western Cape's Smart Agri Climate Report to uncover the actual physical atmospheric mechanics behind massive water crises like day zero.
And crucially, what this shifting climate actually means for you and the region's future.
Right, because when a drought that severe hits, it's really easy to just assume it's a localized dry spell.
Oh, absolutely.
But looking at the data, the moisture deficit during day zero wasn't just like a lack of local evaporation. So I have to ask, to explain this missing rain, is it like a delivery truck just running late, or
was the route redrawn?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the latter. The route totally changed. This report fundamentally reorients our understanding of drought there because we aren't just looking at a bad season.
We're looking at a structural shift.
Right. The report shows this this massive poleward shift of the southern hemisphere moisture corridor.
So the whole system literally moves south.
Exactly. And the mechanism there is the Hadley cell. That's the tropical atmospheric circulation. It's expanding.
Because the equator is trapping more heat, so that giant dome of hot air just, well, physically swells up.
You got it. And that swelling forces the adjacent weather systems further south.
Which includes the mid-latitude westerlies.
Right. The exact wind band that drives rain-bearing cold fronts into the Western Cape.
So the storms didn't fizzle out. The heat dome basically pushed their track right off the continent.
Yes. The atmospheric conveyor belt delivering that moisture was completely derailed. Those vital autumn and spring shoulder season rains just slid past the Cape.
Dropping all their water harmlessly over the ocean, closer to Antarctica.
Exactly. That structural shift is the root cause of the staggering deficits we saw during day zero.
Wow. Okay, so if this Hadley cell expansion is like a permanent feature of a warming planet, that naturally raises questions about the future.
It definitely does.
But digging into the report's CMIKE 6 models, the latest global climate models, the rainfall projections actually have a fair bit of uncertainty.
They really do, yeah.
I mean, some models even project increases in summer rain for places like the Nelspoort zone.
Right.
So if the precipitation models are that mixed, should you really be worried about guaranteed future droughts?
Well, yes. Because focusing strictly on the precipitation data obscures the real aha moment from the Smart Agri report.
Which is?
The models might show mixed signals on rain, but they are absolutely unequivocal on rising temperatures.
Oh, of course.
The Western Cape is warming at like 1.2 times the global average.
Which historically is about, what, 0.1 degrees Celsius per decade?
Yeah, about that. And that brings us to potential evapotranspiration, or PET.
Okay, so evapotranspiration is just water moving from the soil and plants into the atmosphere.
Right. But because of the relentless heat, the PET rate under these new temperature models basically turns the atmosphere into this this increasingly aggressive sponge.
Oh, wow. So the heat is the real water thief here.
Exactly. The relentless heat increases the absolute opacity of that atmospheric sponge to hold water.
So even if Nelspoort gets a slight bump in summer storms, it doesn't even matter.
Not really, no. The elevated baseline temperature means the atmosphere is evaporating moisture straight out of the topsoil.
Before the crop's root systems can even absorb it.
Exactly. The heat factor strongly dominates any rainfall uncertainty. I mean, it doesn't matter if you get an extra inch of rain when the atmosphere's evaporation demand has doubled.
The ground is bleeding water faster than the sky can possibly replenish it.
Right. The sky itself transitions from a source of water to a direct competitor for it.
That's a crazy way to think about it.
But it's true. And that dynamic guarantees more frequent and intense soil moisture deficits, regardless of shifting storm tracks.
So the core takeaway for you today is this massive paradigm shift in how we have to view the Western Cape's climate.
Absolutely.
The true threat to the region isn't just an empty sky with no rain clouds. It's an increasingly thirsty atmosphere constantly sucking the ground dry.
A giant invisible sponge.
Right. Which leaves us with this final thought. If the sky above us is turning into an ever-expanding sponge,
yeah,
how will future farmers have to radically engineer their soil or even their crops just to hide their water from the air?